The Great Redwood Trail Agency has released its draft master plan for the 231-mile stretch in Humboldt, Mendocino, and Trinity counties. The agency invites the public to comment on the draft until June 3rd and will be hosting 2 in-person workshops and 1 virtual meeting to hear from the various stakeholders. The first in the series takes place tomorrow, Tuesday, in Eureka at the Sequoia Conference Center, and on Wednesday for Mendocino residents at the Ukiah Valley Conference Center.
My name is Elaine Hogan. I'm the executive director for the Great Redwood Trail Agency. Our agency was formed about 2 years ago and took over management of the former railroad corridor that was managed by the North Coast Railroad Authority.
The plan aims to connect San Francisco Bay to Humboldt Bay by rail banking and creating a world-class trail along the defunct line. The entire trail will span just over 300 miles, with the first 80 being managed by SMART, the Sonoma Marin Area Rail Transit, due to their active lines. However, on the North Coast, the Great Redwood Trail Agency, whose board is comprised of supervisors, including Humboldt's Steve Madrone and Mendocino's John Hashak, is tasked with managing the northern portion.
And then in the north is where the Great Redwood Trail Agency focuses. The Great Redwood Trail Agency manages the portion of the trail in Mendocino and Humboldt counties, and there's a small sliver in really rural Trinity County. And that's what you people will see reflected in the master plan. The master plan just covers the about 230 miles in the northern section through Mendocino, Humboldt, and Trinity counties.
And last week, the GRTA released a nearly 600-page draft master plan that includes proposed trail use design and project prioritization.
The draft master plan is really a high-level roadmap. It's a resource that we'll use for planning, constructing, and managing the Great Redwood Trail in Mendocino, Trinity, and Humboldt counties. So it's really the start of how we frame and how we start to work on this multi-generational project. And it's a result of over 16 months of robust community and tribal engagement. So what we've done over the course of the last 16 months is had dozens of meetings, interviews, workshops, with community members, all sorts of different organizations and agencies, and all of our tribal partners, and really taken all of that feedback and addressed it throughout the master plan. And so people will be able to see their feedback reflected, and without having to read all 500 pages, should be able to easily see where it's reflected in the plan. And so even though it's over 500 pages and we heard a lot of community and tribal input over the last 16 months, we tried to make it easy for people to see where their feedback's reflected.
Within the draft master plan, areas like Alder Point, Fort Seward, and Lolita are listed as Tier 1 priorities, eventually transforming into hubs and access points. However, those sections of the Eel River Canyon pose geological challenges, and at this point, there aren't exact plans on how to accomplish those goals.
Because the draft master plan is a real high-level planning document, it does not outline how specific segments will be constructed. It does have some maps and a project prioritization table that will give people more detail on the things that we heard during community engagement. So, for example, where we heard that there was an opportunity for recreation development or that the community wanted river access in a certain spot, for example, or that there were, you know, landowners or local businesses that were interested in pursuing a trail-oriented development like hip camp or a farm-to-table restaurant, things like that. So in terms of specifics, no, we don't have the specific details of how each segment will be constructed. But what we do have is kind of a synopsis of what we've heard so far through the course of this planning process. And so those opportunities and constraints are identified more in the master plan. There's all sections have been broken into segments, And so that's another great opportunity for people to look and just sort of get at a glance for specific segments. What are the opportunities? What are the constraints? Where are there major geomorphic issues? Things like that.
The Eel River Canyon from Dos Rios to Fort Seward is said to be one of the most remote portions of the stretch, and Senator McGuire believes it will bolster the economy of the historically low-income communities in that region. However, it's also where the agency is hearing the most concerns from Native communities and private landowners who fear that their cultural sites and private property could be negatively impacted by the trail.
We definitely heard concerns from landowners along the line in terms of really wondering, what's this going to look like? How's it going to impact my property? And a lot of those, some ideas to address those issues have been outlined specifically in the Trail Use and Design chapter, and also in Operations and Maintenance. There's also a section on trail governance that I think would be of interest to people in terms of taking that feedback and looking at other examples all around the country to how those issues are dealt with and how can we all work together to mitigate them. And so those concerns were definitely heard and incorporated into the master plan. And we really look forward to continuing the partnership as this agency develops, and really working closely with everyone along the trail to really make it the best that it can be. We do truly believe that this is an opportunity for economic development as well as enhanced recreation opportunities and for restoring the landscape, which I know is something that a lot of people in this area hold dear to their hearts. And so we're really looking at the trail as a unique opportunity and a multi-generational project that can really restore the landscape and provide opportunities for ourselves and future generations.
Hogan says funding for the trail will happen on a case-by-case basis, depending on the section of the trail and the cities or municipalities it encompasses. The draft master plan is available to the public online at redwoodtrailplan.org. You can also attend tomorrow's workshop, Tuesday, April 9th, in Eureka at the Sequoia Conference Center, or on Wednesday, April 10th, in Ukiah at the Ukiah Valley Community Center.
We really encourage people to review the draft master plan and send us their comments. And people can find the plan on greatredwoodtrailplan.org. And there'll be an online comment tool that'll make it easy for people to flip through the document and submit their comments on specific maps or specific sections of the plan. And we'll also be accepting comments via email, and there's a voicemail line that we've set up in case people want to have verbal comments. And we also have two upcoming workshops that'll be another opportunity for people to learn more about the plan and digest it in an easier way than reading all 500 pages. And so those meetings are coming up in Eureka on April 9th and in Ukiah on April 10th from 5:30 to 7:30 for both of those meetings. And more information in the schedule is on our website, greatredwoodtrailplan.org. And those will really be like an open house style meeting where we will have a lot of visuals of things that are in the plan, lots of maps and poster boards, and people can kind of mill around and review different sections of the plan depending on what they're interested in. And so we'll have staff there. And some of our board of directors will come. And so people will get a chance to engage with the concepts in the plan, as well as talk to staff and ask questions. And that'll be just a great opportunity for people to not have to read all 500 pages, but be able to get a better understanding of what the draft master plan looks like.
Notably, this document is not an environmental impact report, and the GRTA will have to prepare an EIR per the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, requirements. And that process is expected to begin in May of this year. But in closing, Hogan says that the draft master plan is just the beginning.
This is, as I mentioned, a multi-generational project. So we're here for the long term, and it's really important that we work well with communities and that people feel that they are being heard and that they're involved and that they really have ownership over the management of this trail. And so, for that to happen, we really need everyone's ideas and everyone's feedback and everyone's involvement. And, trail development really touches all aspects of society, which is something that's really important, and it brings us together. And so we're really looking forward to continuing the conversations and deepening the relationships that we've developed over the last year and a half through this master planning process.
For more information on this week's workshops or to find a copy of the draft master plan, again, you can visit redwoodtrailplan.org.